my signature.
Okay. We started this sugya up on Thursday. I want to finish this aspect of the sugya today. So let's just take a quick look at the Gemara to get us back into the swing of things. So the Gemara says, why do we need, we learn out shlichus from Gerishin and Kiddushin. So we don't need the pasuk. We learn out shlichus from Gerishin and Kachim. So why do we need a special pasuk by Truma? So Gemara says, "Atem gamatem lamalim eboilek Rav Yana. The Rav Yana gamatem matem bnei bris, af shluchachem bnei bris." So Rav Yana teaches us that a shliach to be a shliach seres hakosuv. Rav Yana gamatem teaches us that you need to be a bnei bris, and this comes to exclude which kind of personality? The chora, a guy, an akum. So an akum is not shy to shlichos because he is not a ben bris. That is the din of Rav Yana. Gemara asks, "Halama likra midrav Chiya bar Abba am Rav Yochanan nafka." Am Rav Chiya bar Abba am Rav Yochanan. Eino evan asa shel kabel get miad bayla shel isha lepisha ein betoras kin bekidushin.
So the Gemara then says, "Why do I need a pasuk of gamaten? After all, Rav Chiya says I can learn out a akum is pasul l'shlichus from a svar." What is the svara? So we have the din of eved, lekabel, get, and the Gemara tells us, eino betoras. He's not betoras given v'kiddushin. Since he's not betoras given v'kiddushin, how can he possibly be a shliach? And therefore, an eved is out of shlichus lekabel get. So too, a goy is eino betoras. He's eino betoras truma, and therefore, why do we need a pasuk? I could just invoke the svara of Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara then concludes, says, no, is that it's trich, I need the pasuk, because sagat that means eved labar heterahu klal, ava ovi kochavim, ho vi isa betruma denavshe, it's not a ovi kochavim akuti, shetarma trumas and truma, emo shliach nami ovid kamashmalon. So the Gemara tells us that this svara is not going to be applicable over here. Why is the svara not applicable over here? Because in order for the din of eno betoras to apply, the Gemara is very meduyik. The Gemara adds one word. In order for Eina B'Toras to apply, it has to be Eina B'Toras. Add the word. Add the word, Eina B'Toras. Add the word. What's the key word in the Gemara? Eina B'Toras. There's one word I want you to focus on. Isrik, Saka Daita Gamino Evedela Bar Heterohu Klal. Aval Ovi Kochavim, Ho Veisa Betruma Denavshe. It's not a Ovi Kochavim. Vakuti Shetarma Shumas and Shuma. Ema Shliach Nami Ovi Kamash Malon. In other words, what is the Eved's relationship to Gerushin and Kiddushin?
Nothing.
Zero.
Can an Eved generate a Jewish Ishus?
No.
No. So can he? Does he have any shaykhas to a Jewish divorce?
No.
No. Does a goy have a relationship to Truma?
A little bit. Yeah.
What is his relation to Truma?
If separates,
so if the guy himself has a field, and he goes ahead and plants in that field, is there, and he's mafish his own Truma, din afshay, is the chalos Truma chal?
Yes.
Yes. So now you might think he can also be a shliach for the Truma of another Jew, a Jew. Kamash malon what? What's the kamash malon?
No, he can't.
I know, why can't he? No, he's Betoras. He is Betoras because of Atem, Gam Atem. In other words, the din of Eina Betoras, you have to be Eina Betoras Klal. He is Betoras a little bit, and therefore he could perhaps be a Shliach Kamashalon, the Pasuk. And then the Gemara concludes, we'll have to discuss this in Mir Tashem in a coming Shir, Rabbi Shimon, who says a Goy is not Betoras Klal when it comes to Truma. So then, why do you the Pasuk? And the Gemara gives it to Pasuk. Okay. Now, in the last year, we developed a chakira in how you understand the din of Eino Betoras. Just explain to you what we said in the last year. What was the svara of Eino Betoras? What were the possibilities? We said two possibilities. Possibility number one, Ezra?
That's on the action, saying he can't do the action.
Okay. In other words, is it a halach in shlichus? It's not a din in shlichus. Let's start the first way. The first possibility is it's halacha in shlichus. In other words, why is it a din in shlichus? Because in order to go ahead and have a shlichus relationship with someone else, You have to have some kind of what I call a meeting of the minds. Mashallah Mahadavar Domi. If I want to be, can I have a guy be yotze me in Kiddush? No, why not? Because in order for them to yotze me in a mitzvah, they have to have shaykhus to the mitzvah. If I already made Kiddush, I made Kiddush already. Can I be motzi in Kiddush?
Yes.
Why? Because, yotze motzi. So I have shaykhus to the mitzvah. Even though I was yotze already. I have shaykhus to the mitzvah, so I can be motzi someone else. Similar. Not exactly the same, but similar. So that's what I'm saying over here. In order for a shlichus relationship to develop, there has to be a meeting of the minds. There has to be a connection between the mishaleach and the shliach as it relates to this particular mitzvah. If he's ainu b'toras, he cannot create that bridge. That's one possibility. It's halacha and shlichus. The other possibility is it's not a halacha, as Yehuda Noble said it very nicely. It's not a halacha in the relationship of the mishaleach to the shliach, but rather it's halacha in the relationship of the shliach to the mitzvah itself. And that to the mitzvah itself, he doesn't have shaychus to the mitzvah. So for goy, an eved does not have any shaychus to gerushin. For himself, he has no shaychus to gerushin. He cannot generate a what? He cannot generate a mitzvah gerushin because he has no relationship to this activity. He cannot generate that legal event. And that what I will call it just for labeling purposes, ein b'toras, he has ein lo shaychus, we'll use the Yehuda's language, le mitzvah, to the mitzvah itself. Okay. Good? What? This will catch up. Now, again, if I were to ask you just what's the source of ein b'toras from our Gemara, and Rashi clearly says so, it is a svar. So we ended up last year with highlighting the contradiction that exists in Shitas Rashi himself. And I want to go a little carefully through this Gemara Bava Metzia, because the Gemara Bava Metzia needs to be parsed a little bit. So if you take a look at the Gemara Bava Metzia, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi Vav, has the following shaila. Now, anytime the Gemara speaks about an Eved plane, what kind of Eved are we talking about? We're talking about typically an Eved Knani. Eved Knani, the halacha of Eved Knani is he's chayev in all lotas says and all mitzvah says she ain hazman groma, similar to an isha, and we will discuss tomorrow, Bezras Hashem, exactly the identity of Eved Kenani, and we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. But the Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Elish le Rav, ha'umar le avdo, tzei v'hashel im parasi mahu. So you tell your Eved, I want you to be loaned out with the para to my chavit, mahu. And now the para dies, subject to an onus. Is the Eved being there, does that generate a p'tur of Ba'al of Imo or not? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Now watch this. So the Gemara says, Tiboy lemandam eshu shal adam kamoso, Tiboy lemandam eshu shal adam ein kamoso. No matter how you understand shlichus, whether you understand shlichus as kamoso, that somehow the shlich is the alter ego of the Baal, or lav kamoso, and he's not the alter ego, there's a shaila still when it comes to this question. Now, why is there a shaila still? Because who are we talking about over here? We're talking about an Eved. And an Eved's unique relationship to his Adon is going to create a shaila still, as we will explain. So, tiboy lamando amar, shlucho shal Adam kamoso. Let's stop there. I want to analyze the Gemara carefully. The Gemara says, even if you hold shlucho shal Adam kamoso, you still might assume that even though I sent the Eved, and if I sent the Eved, what does that mean? Shukos Adam Kamosa means what?
He's
me, so am I there? I'm there, so you should say, Potter. No, it's still a Shiloh. Why? Because Hani Mili,
what's the
din? Like, the din is, if I am with the para, I'm the mashu, I am lending a para, and I'm working too, I'm there too. And now lightning strikes the para dead. So that creates, the fact that I'm there also, exempts, because there's a cost. That's called Ba'al of Imo, the owner is there too, and that exempts the Shoel from paying for the part.
What's the logic?
I don't know what the logic is. Gzeres HaKos. Pash Mishpatim, Ayin Shom. Okay? Now, if I was learning Bava Metzia, I want to know the logic. I'm not concerned with the logic right now, but there is a logic, but it's a Gzeres HaKos. We're going to take it as a Gzeres HaKos. Okay. So now, if you hold Sukkos Ha'am Kamoso, yes. Normally, what that would mean is that the Shliach would create exemption of Baal Avima. Because after all, the Baal is there too. But this case is different. Why is this case different? Because we're not talking about a regular Shliach. What are we talking about? An Eved and Hani Mili Shliach, the Bar Mitzvahu. Abel Eved de La Bar Mitzvah, love. What does Lav Bar Mitzvah mean? Yeah, but what does it mean? Just to type such a word. He is not shayach to the mitzvah. So that is in our language. We're going to use a different language to express that, but we call that Eino. Eino Bitoras. Says Rashi, slide to Rashi. So Rashi writes, Eved Lav Bar Mitzvah, Ushlichus Nafkolon Me'atem Gamatem, L'Rabo Shuchachem, Deba'inon Dumya Demishaleach. The halacha of Gamatem teaches us that the Eved must be similar to the Mishaleach. Shudinov Noagim Bo. Vizeh Ein Din Shoel Noag Bo. V'gamashil. Can an Eved ever be a Shoel or a Mashil? No, why not? Why not? Why can't he be a Shoel or a Mashil? Because she'ain lo klum below rabo. Because anything he owns belongs to his master. So when he can he borrow? Can he lend anything? No, because not his. Can he borrow anything? No, because it immediately inures to the other. So therefore, is an eved betoras she'ela? He's not betoras she'ela. And therefore, perhaps, even if he holds Shukos Ha'am Kamoso, yeah, but not an Eved. Why? Because he's Eino Bitoros. Now, stopping there, we're halfway done with the Gemara. Rabosa, according to Rashi, this Rashi, what is the source for Eino Bitoros? The answer is, so Rashi Bav Metzia, changing colors. Rashi Bav Metzia is telling us that the source of Eino Bitoras is not a svara, but is a pasuk. And it's not my kasha, it's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. So how come Rashi by us and our Gemara seems to say svara, and Rashi by Metzia is now resorting to pasuk? Sounds like svara would be insufficient. That's a question, major question. Hold that in your mind for a moment, because I want to just finish up the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Many answer in different ways. He suggests something, but we'll get to it. Now, look at the second side of the Gemara. I just want to see the second side, because it's an interesting side. O Dilma, Afilu Leman De'amar Ein Shlucho Sha'adam Kamosa. Even if you hold the Shliach is not the alter ego of what? Of the Mishaleach. Hani Mili Shliach. Aval Eved, Yad Eved Ked Yad Rabo Damya. Maybe by an Eved, even if you hold Shukos Ha'am Lo Kamoso, yeah, but if it's an Eved, the Baal is there. What is that line, the second half of the Gemara saying? What's the second half of the Gemara saying? What is the relationship? When I send my Eved to go with a para, is the Eved my Shliach? The relationship of Eved to Adam is more or less than a Shlichus relationship. It's more than that. So even if the old Shlichus Ha'am Kamoso is not, if you don't know Shlichus Ha'am Kamoso, yeah, that's you by a Shliach. But an Eved, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, what is the Eved essentially? The Eved is just an extension. His hand is the hand of the other. And therefore, you could argue that the Eved is actually a Shliach on steroid. It's mamish. You don't even need Shlichus. Correct. You don't even need Shlichus.
It's not shy,
but it's in other words, you don't have. Yeah, Eino Bitoras. Good as Eino Bitoras. But you know, even if it does, it's not going to block. Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. So, and that's the start of the Gemara. That's the subject.
Why is Rashi even bringing up Tzichlus if it's not Shlichlus?
It's not Rashi, it's the Gemara. Rashi is
one of them. Why is Rashi talking about?
Because Gemara is being choker the following Shaila.
Oh, Rashi talking about in the first
one? On the first side. Exactly. Now, okay, one second. So I just want to keep that in the back of your mind because it's an interesting issue. I'm going to probably bring it back tomorrow as well. Avimeth.
So according to
it, what?
We're saying that Shlichlus on a lower level.
According to the second Sad, Yad Eved will work to poter, will trigger the Ptur Baal of Imo, even if Shliakus wouldn't.
So why don't we ask back in the first one saying that Eved is?
Okay, it says two. They know the Gemara is being choker, is asking the Shaila, what is the relationship of Eved and Adam? Is it a Shliakus relationship? It's fundamentally Shliakus, but now it's flawed because he's Eino B'Toras, or is it more profound than Shlichus? And even though Shlichus might be Lokomoso, Eved, Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo is more profound than Shlichus. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara is being choker.
Right. Or saying Eved is like master, so it's according to the first guy.
No, so going the Gemara is, according to the first side of the Gemara, no, and Eved is like a Shliach. According to the second side of Gemara, Yad Eved Kiyad Rav. That's the subject of the Gemara. Yeah?
So if you already said it being another Rosh, then the question of Rosh would apply.
Correct. So it's irrelevant. Right. I'm in the first. Okay. Okay. Rabosai. So issue number. Yes?
Just clarification. So the second, about what we're saying, Eino B'Toras of the issue of solution. So it's either that he's not shot, there's no shot to the mitzvah, or the second kind of tzad of that is. There's no that one.
Here or here?
Right there.
Is that the Mishaleach and the Shliach have to be on the same page. There has to be a connection with respect to the Shlichus. If the Shliach is Eino B'Toras, then there's no platform to have this Shliach. Because this is nothing to do with Shlichus. This has everything to do with the fact that the Shliach, the agent, can't do what he's doing. It's not about Shlichus. It's not about the connection between Shliach and Meshaleach. He's not shy to this activity, so of course he can't generate that chalos. It'll come clear in a second. Now, Rabosa, stay with me. Here's one last detail, and then we're going to try and put this together. I asked you also to take a look at a very, very famous machlokes, Rimi Gash and Rov Rishon. Especially Rashi. And if you look at the Gemara Masechas Gittin, and again, this Gemara, keep in hand, because the Gemara is going to come back to us. But the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, Hakol Ksheri Lahavias HaGet. Everyone is kosher to do what? To deliver a get. Chutz Micheres Shaita V'Katan Suma V'Vikochav. Five exclusions. So the Gemara says, Bishleim HaCheres Shaita V'Katan Lav Menei Deyaninu. And Oyveit Kochavim Nami Lav Bar Heterohu. So cutting shoyta v'cheresh. That didn't sound right. Cheresh shoyta v'katan. They're out as a shliach. Why? Because to be a shliach, what do you need? You need das. Okay, good. They're out. Akum is out. Why? What does the Gemara say? Because he's lav bar heteru. Speaking my language, what does that mean? He's eino b'toras. Okay, which is, and now the Gemara is going to ask Vayter. Skip to the bottom. No, don't rub me. So the Gemara now says, "Boy, mi nei Rav Ami, Eved Maus Yasa Shliach L'Kabel Get Isha Miad Baila." So Amalu, mi de Kaposel Leila Ovi Kochavim. The fact that the Gemara was what was Posel, and Akum, and did not mention what Eved is Mechlal de Eved Kosher. So Rav Ami says, "An Eved is Kosher." Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. In ha eved nasa shliach l'kabel get leisha miyad baila. Why lefi shein b'toras getting v'kiddushin? No, it's because he's ain't a bear b'toras, and that's why he is posel. So it's machlokas Rav Ami and Rav Asi whether in eved you can make a deal from the Mishnah akum no eved yes or no eved also is a no because he's ain't a bear b'toras. The Gemara now has a shakla v'tarya. Maskev lo Rav Elazar, Tami de Milsa de Lesa, Haba Milsa de Isay Kosher. But if it's a matter that the Eved does have Shaychus too, then it can be a good A good what? A good?
Who's this question?
We didn't get to the question yet. Vaha obi kochav bakuti the istu b'taras tshuma dinav shai the tana obi kochav bakuti shetamim yishalahem tshumas and tshuma utznan obi kochav shetamim yishalafil b'shus ain tshumas and tshuma my time alav mishim dekseiv atem gam atem ma atem Yisrael at suchachem Yisrael amid v'anai ma atem b'nei bris at suchachem b'nei bris. So the Gemara is asking, the Gemara has a kasha. And notice, again, keep this in mind just for tomorrow. There's two versions of this Atem Gam Atem. Version number one, the Gemara records, is Ma'atem Yisrael Af Shluchachem Yisrael. Would that include or exclude Neve Kanani? That would exclude Neve Kanani. And then the second version is Ma'atem B'nei Bris. Would that include or exclude Neve Kanani? That would include, and therefore, what is the exclusion of Eved Kanani? If he's going to be excluded from Gerus and Kiddushin? Shaychus! Eino Be'er Torah. He's a Ben Bris. He is a Ben Bris. I'm going to discuss Eved Kanani tomorrow. I'm going to discuss it tomorrow.
Are we referring to specifically Bris Mila
within the covenant of Judaism, meaning if you have a circumcised goy, that's not a Ben Bris. But if you have a Ben Bris within the covenant.
I thought the term B'nai Bris is just referring to someone who keeps all of Torah.
No. It's someone who has a covenantal mila and is in, but a covenantal mila, meaning he's okay. it's not a circumcised Gentile.
He doesn't have to be full of flesh.
Correct. Okay, now Rabbi says, slow down. So Rabbi says, if I were to ask you, can an Eved Kanani be a shliach lemaskana, according to our Gemara, according to Rav Chiya, according to Rav Asi, which is the Psak Halacha, can an Eved Kanani be a shliach lekabola?
According to the
Ritz Rabbah. According to a Sheikh LaKabbalah. Everyone says, the Gemara says, Mefurish cannot be a Sheikh LaKabbalah. What about a Shliach LeHolacha? Can he send the get? Can an Eved Kanani deliver the get to the Isha from the Baal? The overwhelming majority of Rishonim, Ramban, Ritva, Rashi, Rambam, Rif, everyone. Paskins, same thing. Kabbalah, Holacha is the same. Just like he's Pasal Lewat. Le Kabbalah, he's Pasal Le Holacha. Look at Rashi, top Rashi on the page over here. Michlal de Eved Kosher. The Kihechi de Kosher La Havaa. Leo Shliach Lechizkaresh. Kakosel Kabbalah, Leo Shiglis Garesh, She'in Chiluk Tam Beneim. There's no reason to distinguish between Halacha and Kabbalah. If you say they're good, they're both good. If you say they're bad, they are
both bad.
That's the overwhelming psak. One second. We'll get there. I'm getting to Svaras in a second. Just setting something up. Rabosai. What does Rimi Gash hold? The Rimi Gash says that a shliach, an Eved Kanani, can be a shliach laholacha. When the Gemara says he cannot be a shliach laKabbalah, it's meduyak. Shliach laKabbalah lo, shliach laholacha. And in my opinion, and the opinion of some achronim, this Rimi Gash is a key to understanding this entire subject. Why would you distinguish between a shliach, an Eved Kanani, as a shliach leKabbalah? No chance. Whereas when it comes to a shliach leHolacha, yeah, that he can do. You can offer your pshat with one last bit of data. I want to give you one more data point because I want you to learn how to think like a lambda. Look at Daf Sama Gimel in Maseches Kiddush. A very, very interesting Gemara. Sama Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay, you have a guy, and he's thinking about conversion, taking the classes, studying, and he's a girl who he thinks might be his basher, and he's concerned that if he doesn't move things along, she might find someone else. But the rabbis say he's still got more studying to do. It's going to be at least 4 or 5 months before we can do the geiris. So he goes to her and he says, here's a ring. Hare at mikudeshes li leke she etgayir. For when I become a Jew. Not ritual. One second. Now, Rav Meir says, Mikudeshes. It's good. Why? Because Rav Meir is the one who learns. If you've learned Perek HaMafkin in Bava Metzia, Rav Meir is the one who says, a dover shelo ba la'olam, a person can be kaina and makne, a dover shelo ba la'olam. Is this guy ba la'olam as a bar kiddushin?
No.
Is he here? No. He's not here. Nevertheless, Rav Meir says, mat other makne dover shelo ba la'olam, and therefore Rav Meir says, mikudesh. Now, stay with me. This is the key point. Could you give me, now I'm ready, what is the chidush of Rav Meir's position? And let me exacerbate the problem. Rabosai, is this Mekadesh Bitoras Kiddushin? Yes or no? Is he Bitoras Kiddushin? Yes or no? The answer is no. He's a goy. And a goy is Eino Bitoras. And we know if you're Eino Bitoras, then what? No go. Yet somehow Rav Meir says, Lekisha et gayer, it's good. What is the lumdus of what Rav Meir is saying? Menachem Berkowitz, you've only been here a week. You feel you can say over the lumdus? Good luck. I don't know you well enough, but I might excoriate. Go ahead.
Because
he will be Bitoras in the future. He will be Bitoras in the future. So a Kutton can be a Shliach also.
Well, maybe if it's only applicable when a Kutton becomes a Bar Yuba, then
if say he has a
dog. He will be Bitoras. Not terrible, not bad. That's a compliment. He's saying that Lisha et Gair, he's already projecting today, Bitoras.
Not necessarily.
I agree with you, not necessarily.
Well,
I agree with you.
What if he's in between his tefillah and his
tefillah? No, that's not what's happening. Don't pull a melech wax with that. No. Don't do that. That's not the facts. Okay. Avi Meth. He said something.
No, but that's when he's not a Jewish. He's not saying he
married. Yes, and Kash. Yeah?
I think maybe the finish is that one might have thought that in order to make the actual transaction call, that you need an actual chatzah. So because there is no.
Maybe she's not able to accept it.
Let's dissect. what's happening over here. What's he doing now? And what's taking place later? Just use now Lumdish terminology. What's happening now? New. What? What's happening now?
The
mice. The mice. The kiddushin is happening now. What's happening later? Let's use. It's becoming chal. The chalos kiddushin is happening later. The maisa kiddushin is happening now. What's Rav Meir's chiddush? When is eino b'toras a problem? It's only when you're generating the chalos. When you're generating the chalos, then eino b'toras blocks.
That's number two.
One second. What is the chidush of the Rimigash? What is the Rimigash arguing? Yes, Yehuda Noble. When he's doing the shlichus leholacha,
it's not actually.
Is that part of the Maisa Gerishin? Is it part of the Maisa Gerishin?
Yes.
But is it? Is it the chalos garrison?
No.
It's not the chalos. When does the chalos happen? At the kabbal. So comes along the Rimigash and says, when is eino b'toras a problem? At the chalos. That's when you're going to have a problem of eino b'toras. Eino b'toras says. Eino b'toras says, if you're not b'toras, the chalos, you can't generate the chalos, the legal event of divorce. You cannot generate that if you're not b'toras. But can you do a maisa gerishin? I mean, can you go ahead and deliver the get?
Yeah.
The delivery, yes, but not the chalos. And where's the chalos happening? Where is the chalos happening? B'yaraisha. And therefore, at that point in time, that's the chalos. That is when the akum is what? That's when he's invalid. That's the message of Rav Meir. That's the position of the Rimigash. Who argues on the Rimigash? Everyone. Well, let's stick with Rashi. What's Rashi telling you? Listen carefully. Rashi's telling you, listen carefully, there are two dinim in Eino B'toras. There's two halachos of Eino B'toras. One halacha is Eino B'toras at the level of chalos. There's another halacha at the level of maisa. Now, let's go to our Rashi by She'ela. Let's go, I will in a second. Let's go to our Rashi by Shoah. Rabosai, why is an Eved Kanani not, even if you hold Sukhos on Kamoso, why do we see an Eved Kanani does not create Ba'al of Imo? What did the Gemara say? Because he's Lav Bar Mitzvah, Eino B'toras. Says Rashi, how do I know that? I know that because what?
What's the question?
He's Eino B'toras Shoel. Why is he Eino B'toras Shoel? Because he can't own anything. Anything he owns, Masha Kona Evet Kona Rabo. Is that a halacha in chalos? Or is that a problem in what I'll call mitzius? It's a mitzius halacha. There's no chalos. It's a mitzius halacha. He can never be a shoel. He can never be a mashil. Because he technically does not own property. If that's the case, is he... Hey, one second, don't rebbe me yet. If that's the case, on what basis can we say he's Eino B'toras? You need to create an Eino B'toras, not on Chalos, but on and Maisa. I think what Rashi's saying is, you know why I need a pasuk? Because this pasuk and the svara are operating on these two different planes. The svara is operating on the plane of, there's no way on a chalos level, if you're not betoras gerushin, you cannot create gerushin. If you're not betoras ishus, you cannot create ishus. It's a simple svara. That is what I would call this side of the ledger. That's svara. It's a simple svara. If you can't divorce, you can't divorce. Push. However, is another din over here. Is a din of atem, gam atem, which tells you xeris akos, and that's exactly what Rashi said but in Kiddushin. What is the limud of atem, gam atem? Lerabuye shliach mishum deboy laakushe lemeshalcha. Atem, gam atem, that's the relationship between the shliach and the meshalech. Why is it that an Eved Knani cannot be Ba'alav Imo, even if you hold Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa? Because when it comes to Shoel, is that a halach of Chalos? Is a halach of Maisa, of Metzius? It's a halach of Metzius. There, in order to create a din of Eved Taras, you have to say there has to be a shaychus, a relation between Shliach and Meshaleach. What teaches us that halacha? That halacha is taught us by what? By the?
By the pasuk.
And that, I believe, is what is... I didn't say that.
No, you said it better.
I said it better. Oh, thanks. You
said it better.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Saying good, you could say better.
Okay, I'll try to say it better next time. But I think that is the yesod in Rashi. Do I have what more to say right now? That's what I have to say right now. I'm going to end shir. Anyone has questions can come and vote.
Can you explain the difference of all the